Okay. Yesterday we were asked about a single guy who's going to be davening Pesukei Dezimra on Yom Kippur, and he's going to be leading the Tzibur in Pesukei Dezimra on Yom Kippur. And the minhag of most shuls is that whoever leads the Tzibur in anything, even Pesukei Dezimra, wears a kittel. Single guy doesn't have a kittel, so the shaila is, what exactly is the makar of a kittel, and is it something that's dafka, a single guy is mufka from the kittel? Is it something that he dafka shouldn't do? So I'm not sure if we're going to really answer that question, but let's discuss a little bit about a kittel, and then maybe we'll see if we get a better idea. There are Raman Simin Tav Resh Yod Siv Dalet writes, Yesh Shenahagu Lilbosh Begadim Levanim Nekiim B'Yom HaKippurim, that there are some people that have the minhag to wear clean white clothing on Yom HaKippurim, Dugmas Malachei Ashares, to be representative or similar to the Malachei Ashares. V'chein Noagin Lilbosh HaKittul Shuhu Lavan V'Naki V'Gam Hu Begen Mason. And he says, and there's another advantage with the kittel, is that it's a beged that dead people wear. Now, it will be a very humbling experience, will break a person's heart. So on the one hand, it's this dichotomy. On the one hand, it's enthralling and uplifting that I'm like a malach, I feel like a malach. On the other hand, a malach doesn't really live in this world. It's also like a dead person, and it's very heartbreaking to remind ourselves where we're all headed eventually. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkat Nehe writes that according to this, he says, he says that's why women don't wear a kittel, because they can't be like malachim. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but he says that's a quote of Mata Moshe to such with such an idea. And he says, but a kittel yicholim lilbo shiichna libam. But if they really want to, technically they could, because the second idea that it's heartbreaking, so that could apply to them as well. The Mata Ephraim writes, that we should wear nice white clean clothing like the Malachi Ashares. And Mata Ephraim says, V'chein ha-noshim noagos lilbosh levanim l'kvod ha-yom. Women also wear white clothing in honor of the day. But they shouldn't get all dressed up with all sorts of kishutim, because it should still be reflective, their dress and appearance should be a reflection of the fact that it is a Yom HaDin and that it is a scary day. Now, there is a Tosas in Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Tosas writes that the reason we read the Parsha of Arayos on Yom HaKippurim is because the women are Mekashtos Atzmon Lekavod Hayom, and therefore there's a certain amount of Gira Yetzer Hara Dafka on Yom HaKippurim, that we're worried that all the women, it's the only time of the year that a lot of the women come to shul and they're all getting dressed up, and the men and women hanging out after davening, so it's something that's not a good thing, that could lead to very bad things. So Tos says that's why we Dafka read the Parsha of Arayos, to remind ourselves to stay away from Arayos. But from the stum, from the Lashon of Tos, it sounds like that was the minhag, that they would be Mekashe Tatzman, that they would dress themselves up. So it sounds like a little bit not like the Mata Ephraim, that they shouldn't be miskashet so much. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Tazayin quotes from the Mata Ephraim, and he says, "V'nogin shegam anashim lov shemgadim levanim nekiim lekavod hayom." Women should wear nice, clean clothing. But nevertheless, it seems that it should be mechubadik clothing, but the Mata Ephraim's point of just not being over the top. It shouldn't be excessively fancy. Now, in terms of the kittel, the two people that often have a shayla, where there are various minhagim in regards to whether they should or shouldn't wear a kittel, are number one in Avel, and number two on the other end of the spectrum, a chasan. Chasan, the first year of marriage. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Yud Sivdal, like we said, says that it's because of malach. We wear a kittel for two reasons. Number one, the malach Ashares. Number two, to break our hearts, because it's what we wear, what a dead person wears. The Taz in Sifkat and Gimel writes, Yesh nafkamina bein beis taimim elu, that there's a nafkamina between these two reasons. If you are an avel, according to the first reason, the Avel should not wear a kittel, because he shouldn't feel like a Malachi Ashares. According to the second reason, that it reminds him of Yom HaMisa, so Adraba, even stronger, let an Avel wear a kittel. And he says, V'nira da'asom mechaltama beis, v'lovesh lo hifsid. If a person relies on the second reason offered by the Shulchan Aruch and he wears a kittel, so lo hifsid, he hasn't lost anything if an aval wears a kittel. However, the Eliyahu Rabbi writes that the minug b'medina seilu is that an aval doesn't wear a kittel, and he says it could be because even the second reason would not require an aval to wear a kittel, because an aval's heart is already nishbar v'nichna. He's already humbled, he's already brokenhearted, so he doesn't need the kittel to break his heart. You look at people on Yom Noraim, sometimes you look around the shul and you see that certain people who had particularly hard years, their davening is different. They don't need to be reminded that it's a Yom HaDin. They don't need to be inspired by anything other than just, they know what they've been through that year. They know what how much they need to reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They already have a lev nishpra v'nichna. The Matan Ephraim says like the Taz, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Mishnah Berurah also say like the Taz. So in this Sefer, in what's it called again? Kovetz Halachos, he quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky, he says, Va'amar Mori v'Rabbi Shlita, Shem Ein Lo Minag, Adav Shil B'Shenu Kedas HaTaz L'Dime. If you don't have a minag, so then better to wear the kittel, because you should be choshesh that it might be avails b'farhesya not to wear a kittel, because you're davening together with the whole tzibur, you're going to be the only one not wearing a kittel, the only married person not wearing a kittel, better to wear a kittel if you don't have a minag. He says, very similar story we find in the Chak Yaakov in Hilchos Pesach and Simtafai in Beis. He quotes from the Bach that an Avel doesn't wear a kittel beheseba belel aseder, and he says that ein levados milibenu iserzeh ve'efshar davi kavelus befarhesya. Chak Yaakov says it may be avelus befarhesya to not wear a kittel for an Avel, not to wear a kittel at the seder, and you certainly shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of heseba, and you should just be mesim b'shinui ketzas maybe, but definitely wear a kittel shehu begin mesim. If anything, it's even more appropriate for an Avel to wear a kittel. That's sort of the Chak Yaakov as well. So basically, at the end of the day, it's interesting though, even though they seem to be completely dependent on each other, the issue of wearing of an Avel wearing kittel on Yom Kippur and the issue of an Avel wearing kittel on Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim is machriya like the Taz, that the Avel should wear the kittel, but in Hilchos Pesach and Simtafayin Beis of Kanyan Gibel, he's machriya like the Chak Yaakov. I'm sorry, against the Chak Yaakov that he shouldn't wear the kittel. So the Chor, it's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, especially since on Pesach there should be more of a concern shetazuach daito, that a person's mind is going to get a little that he's not going to be nichna libo, because on Pesach he's drinking four cups of wine. It's around the feast. It's around the celebration. It's a little bit of a different kind of atmosphere. So it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah goes in that direction. Not sure exactly why that's so. Now, in the Sefer Tamei and Hagim quotes, that was the oven. Now, in the Sefer Tamei and Hagim, he quotes that he saw in Eza Sefer, the Minog Yisrael Shein Lov Shana Kittel B'Shona Rishona Achar Chasana, that there's a Minog Yisrael that we don't wear a kittel the first year after the Chasana, because that year we have a Chiv to be Mesamech, Tov Lev, im Ishto, and kittel breaks the person's heart, so you don't wear a kittel that year. The Maram Shik in Orachayim Simul Chav Ches writes that the minog not to wear a kittel in the Shana Rishona has no makar whatsoever, but he says Minhagi Yisrael Torah, and there must be some time that we don't know about. And then he says Mikal Makom, since the minog is not mavur in Shulchan Aruch, if someone wants to ignore the minog and wear a kittel Shana Rishona, ain't gorin, but you don't get angry at the person, you let him do what he does. In the Sefer Ketzei Mata, he writes that he was always bothered by this minog because he was never able to find a makar v'shorish for this minog. Why is it that people Shana Rishona don't wear a kittel? And he says the reason Shalot Tzuvav Daito Olav is certainly shaykh by a chasun and Shana Rishona. If that's one of the reasons that we wear a kittel, Lev Nishpra V'Nitka, the chasun needs that also. And he says the Ketzei Mata says it seems that you should wear B'Shana Rishona. And again, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer writes that there are a lot of minhagim and everyone should do like their minhag. But if you don't have a minhag, it seems that the ikar is that you should wear a kittel. That it sounds that way from the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't seem that this should be an exception. Now, when a person is wearing a kittel, now that we discussed who wears it, just a minute or two on when a person is wearing a kittel, are you allowed to go into the bathroom wearing a kittel? So Shulchan Aruch Simul Chaf Aleph says that it's mutter likanes betzitzis lebeis hakiseh. You're allowed to go into the bathroom wearing a tzitzis, but the Taz in Sifkat and Gimel over there says that's only a beged ha'asri lemalbush ubo dalit kanfos and schayiv betzitzis. That's only if you have a regular beged that has tzitzis on it. But talisel shel mitzvah she'enon rak lespalel, but a talis that you dafka use for a time of tefillah, so that you shouldn't go into the bathroom with. Dugma l'davar the Taz says u'pashat es begadav v'lavash begadim acherim. So we darshan begadim shabishalem kederu l'rav al yimzog bokos. Right, that the same begadim that a servant uses to cook the meal for the master, he doesn't then go and serve the meal with. So kal v'chomer over here, where this begad is miyuchad for davar shabakdusha, it's miyuchad dafka for davening. It's inappropriate to wear that into the bathroom. And the Taz writes over there va'odir li degamken aholchem mibeis haknesses lebeis hakisei lifnos. On that level, the kittel is just like the talis. You dafka wear it to daven with, and therefore it should be taken off when the person goes into the bathroom. Now it's interesting, when it comes to the talis gadol, the talis says stam that it's also the kanis to beis hakisei. Doesn't say lifnos or lahashin. Doesn't say what you're going into the bathroom for. Whether it's number one, number two, it doesn't say. Why kittel? He says holchem beis haknesses to beis hakisei lifnos sarik sheyafshitu akittel. It sounds like if it's just lahashin, if a person's just going to urinate, that it would be mutter. The Eli Rabbi says that way beferush, that talisa shel mitzvah that are only to be used for davening, you shouldn't go into the Beis HaKisei, and someone who goes in Yom HaKippurim lifnos tzarek shef shitu akitl. So it could be by a kittel that there would be such a chilek. However, it seems that it's appropriate at least that a person should try to remove the kittel, especially going into the Beis HaKisei where it's a place where you do both, where people do both, so it's best to take off the kittel before going into a Beis HaKisei. But bottom line, I'm not sure why it is that only a married person wears a kittel, and it would seem that whatever the reason is, probably should not override the minhag that the Shliach Tzibur is a derech kavod for the Tzibur that should wear a kittel. So I thought Pashtus, he should wear a kittel, but I'm not sure about that. So that's what I got on kittel.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.